paragraph Chav Gimel. This is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuv Zayin, Yoishve Choysher Vitzalmoves Asireoni Uvarzel. Those people who are sitting in darkness and in death, in the shadow of death, they're tied up in steel chains. Ze Machmas, you know why it is? Ki Himru Imrei Kael. Because they twisted the words of Hashem, Chasham. They distorted the words of Hashem. Hainu Sheheimeru Vehechlifu Imrei Kael. They twisted and distorted the words of Hashem. Kitziru Oir HaTorah Lehefech. They formatted the light of the Torah the opposite of what it was supposed to be. Kanal, as we learned earlier. Veze Gamkin Bechinas Vaatzas Elyoi Nootsu. The Pasuk continues over there that the heavenly advice, they messed up. Eitzois heimchinas haTorah. Advice is the Torah. Shehi Taryagitin, which is the 613 pieces of advice of Hashem. Vezehu va'atzas elyoin. Sheho eitzois va'haTorah hanimshochim mipi elyoin. The advice and the Torah, which comes from elyoin, which comes from a very high place. Miatsu, they messed it up. Vitziru ho'er lehefech, they formatted the light the opposite of what it was supposed to be. Vaydeze vayachna bo'omer libom, and as a result of that, Hashem crushes their hearts with labor, with hard labor. Chasushon, ki bederech shodom roitzel leilech meilich nesek. Because the Gemara says, whatever path you choose, Hashem will lead you on that path. V'alkein hichnia be'omo libam. Therefore, Hashem weakens their heart with struggle. Ad asher koshlu ve'inoizer, to the point where they stumble and they don't have any help. Ki libam nizbalbel v'nisakim. Their hearts become confused and crooked. Sheze b'chinas vayachna be'omo libam. Ad asher koshlu ve'inoizer. Ki koshlu v'notu miderech emes. Because what happens is they've stumbled and they've deviated. They've gone off the path of truth to the point where there's nothing to help them to return to the path of life. Because it's very difficult for them to return to Hashem and to find their way back to the true path. Because they've deviated. They've wandered off to all kinds of terrible paths. By formatting the light improperly. And they've deviated to no good paths. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this, in the chapter on Likutei Moran that's entitled Toisi Kaseh Oyved, chapter 206, in the first half of Likutei Moran, Shetekev Sheho'odom Noita Miderech HaYosher, that as soon as a person starts going off the right path, Yeshloi Kamo Vekamo Drochim Nevoichim, there's a tremendous variety of wrong paths that the person can take, wrong turns and all kinds of distortions. And all of this is because of what we mentioned earlier. Because whatever path you want to go on, Hashem leads you on it. It's your choice. So if you choose, you make your bed, you got to lay in it. You choose a certain direction, Hashem leads you on that direction. There is no other solution for this. Other than crying out to Hashem, screaming to Hashem when the person finds himself in this kind of position. Because crying out to Hashem always helps. Because the person has to return from the darkness, from the shadow of death, from the prison, to bind himself in a super tightly only to Hashem. Lo shuv lemekoyer hachdus, to return to the source of the oneness. Lachzor lahamshich oyer misham, to return there and to start once again drawing the light from there. Uletzayroi letoivan, to format the light properly. Va'oz memetzukoyseyem yoishiyem v'yoitziyem michoyshech. Then the Pasuk says, Hashem will help them from their emergency, and Hashem will take them out of the darkness. Paragraph Chavdalit. Avol Ish bar lo yedo, uchesil lo yovenezois. However, unfortunately, a fool doesn't understand, and he doesn't realize all of this. Kama shekosov, as the pasuk says, v'chanfei lev yosimu af lo yishavu ki asorim. People, bad people like chanufim, those people, they stick up their noses. They don't care if they're put into prison. Like we find about Bilam, he prided himself that he knows heavenly wisdom. And when the angel stood in front of him, especially when the Malach cornered him, where he was in a very tight spot where he couldn't move. He was stuck, couldn't go to the right or to the left. To the point where the donkey had no other choice than to just plop down. Bilam gets angry, very angry. He starts beating the donkey. And he didn't take the hint. He didn't stop to think, what message is Hashem sending me? That Hashem was sending him an SMS, a text message, a multimedia message, telling him, turn around, buddy. That he should get off this terrible path that he's embarking on now, that he wants to curse the Jews and tear himself out of both worlds. By doing that. Once Hashem saw the extent of Bilam's rishus, his wickedness, his evil, that's why Hashem said to him, Leichem on Hashem, Hanashem, go with them, go with Balak's messengers. Because whatever path a person wants to go on, Hashem will support it, Hashem will help him. As Rashi Kodesh points out on that pasuk, ki yeshorim darche Hashem v'tzadikim yelchu bom u'poishim yikoshlu bom. The paths of Hashem are righteous. Tzadikim will go on them successfully, and Rishoim will stumble on them. Avol bnei Yisrael haksherim. Whereas the really religious Jews, kol ma shedoychakim oisam yoisech Hashem. The more that they're oppressed, the more that they're being punched and kicked and put into prison, they run, it makes them run even more to Hashem, towards Hashem. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, uparoi hikriv. Paroi brought them close. It doesn't say paroi approached them, was approaching. It says hikriv. Hikriv means to bring something close. And the Medrash says, shehikriv es Yisroel avim shebashamayim. Paroi brought the Jews close to Hashem. When Paroi came chasing after them with his army, with his chariots, with their blood-curling screams, we're going to kill you, we're going to murder you, it pushed the Jews towards Hashem. It pushed the Jews to scream, to say, Hashem, help us, emergency. Paragraph Chof Hei. V'zehu v'hoyo ekev tishmun eis ha-mishpotim ho'ela. Now Rav Nosson Zal darshins this pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Ekev. Ekev, daika. Ekev means the heel of the foot. Hainu, kishahasoinim mizgabrim, atshu tachas oke veraglin. When the enemies of a Jew are getting so powerful to the point where he feels the heel of their boot on his head, he feels they're stomping on him. They're stepping on him with their feet. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, to oppress under his feet all those who are imprisoned in the world. Same concept in this pasuk. Vezehu b'chinas ikvois meshicha. And this is also the famous term that's used about the times that we are living in, which are referred to as the footsteps of Moshiach. Ikvois, ekev. Sheyisroel Nesunim Tachas Igveim, where the Jewish people are under the heel of the foot of their enemies. It seems as if they're in control. It seems as if they're running the world. They're on top, we're on bottom, and we have to do their bidding. Ve'oz Daika, at that time specifically, Mi Shemesim Eliboy Lishmoya Mishames HaMishpotim Oela, a person who will focus his heart to listen to Hashem's laws, Sheyeda Shehakol MeHamishpot Shelamala, and again, he'll hear the mishpotim, he'll hear the message, he'll take the hints, he'll realize that this is all heavenly mishpot. This is the midas hadin of Hashem, Shenisla Beishbom, which is cloaking itself in this one and in that one, in Iran, in America, in all the different good friends that we have. Exactly, Kedei Lahashivo Elov. And Hashem is doing this for one reason, to get us to return to Him, to get us to be more serious about our Avodas Hashem. Vezehu Vohoyo Ekev Tishmunei Samishpotim Oele. Voz, you know what will happen? Veshomar Hashem Olekech Olecho Es HaBris Ves HaChesed. Shashem Yisborach Yerachim Olecho. Hashem will take pity on the Jewish people because of the covenant that He made with our forefathers, the commitment that He made to them. Hashem, because Hashem listens to the poor people. And Hashem does not reject those who are imprisoned. And this is again why the Pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu, that when Esav was pushing his way out to be first, coming out of Rivka, Yaakov Avinu's hand held on to the foot of Esav. Ba'akev Esav, the heel of the foot specifically. Kishizgaber Esav b'soif ha'golos b'ikvah sidah Mashiach, v'yirtze lidrois ba'akevoy al roish Yisrael. When Esav will rise up when we get to the end of the Golos, Ikvisa de Mashiach it's called, the footsteps, the heels of the foot of Mashiach. When Esav is going to want to stomp on us with his foot, with the heel of his foot, on our heads, Bibchinas Higdil Olai Okev, as the Pasuk says, Oz Daiko Veyodoi, the hand of Yaakov, Bechinas Emuna, Bechinas Tfila, Bechinas Vayihi Yodov Emuna, Prison Betzloy, as the Pasuk says. The Emuna of the Jewish people and the Tfila of the Jewish people, Oichezes Bakevoy, will grab hold of the heel of his foot, Lahapiloy Ulahashpiloy, to tackle him, to tackle Esav, and to lower him, to bring him down, Alideze, through this. Ki Ein Koichenu Ela Baper. Because our power is only within our mouths. Remember, Hakoil Koil Yaakov, Vayodayim Yidei Esav. Litpois Omanus Avoseinu, to grab hold of the trade of our forefathers. What was their famous trade? Litzoik Elov Yisborach Mikol Mokim Shu, to cry out to Hashem no matter where we are. This is also what the Pasuk says when it speaks about Shevet Don, when Yaakov Avinu is giving the bracha to each one of his children before he passes away. And it says about Don that from him is going to come forth one. This was last week's Haftorah, right? About Shimshon HaGibor. Hanoishech Parshas Nosoi. Hanoishech Ikvei Sus. He bites the heel of the foot of the horse. Vayipoil Roich Vayochar. And he topples the rider backwards. Lishuascha kivitzi Hashem, Hashem, I only yearn to your salvation. Ki Shimshon hoyo bechinas Moshiach, kemuva b'medrash, because Shimshon HaGibor was a bechin of Moshiach, as the Medrash says. V'chol ze zoichen aydei bechinas lishuascha kivitzi Hashem. And how is a person zoichet to topple his enemies, to grab them by the heel of the feet? Through lishuascha kivitzi Hashem, through yearning for Hashem's salvation, not giving up. Al yedei she'ein misyai shnatzmam and arachmim, not stopping, never giving up on Hashem's rachmonus, never giving up on praying to Hashem for rachmonus. Afilu cherev chad umunachas al tzavor of chas v'shom, like the Gemara says, even if a sharp sword is on your neck already, rak mekavin lishuosay tomid, but rather we're always yearning to Hashem and praying to Hashem, v'tzoyek anelov, and screaming out to Hashem, eich shehu, no matter what, al yedei zeh. Through that, afilu kishu tachas ikvei suskana, even when the person is under the heel or the foot of the horse, yizke lehizgaber ulahapil asayinim. They'll be zeichet to overcome and to topple their enemies. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, hanoyshech ikveisus. He bites the heel of the foot of the horse, vayipol roich vayochor, and topples its rider backwards.